Hi, this is Allie Casey, and congratulations on becoming a part of the Speak, Serve, Prosper community and downloading your success kit. After listening to this program on crafting your defining statement in 5 easy steps, you'll be able to talk to anyone about what you do, who you do it for, and what benefits and outcomes they can expect from working with you. Though the defining statement is geared towards entrepreneurs and the small business owners, it is easily adaptable if you work for an organization, nonprofit, association, or even academia. Are you ready to get started? If you haven't printed out your defining statement template, now would be the time to do that. Go ahead, take a moment to print it out. It's going to make things so much easier. Okay? First, let's talk a bit about what a defining statement is and how you can use it. Some of my clients use it for their elevator speech. An elevator speech is a 20-second opportunity to give your pitch, catch your listeners' attention, and prompt them to ask more about you and what you do. Some use the defining statement as the core for developing their signature talk, or what I call your personal keynote. I'll tell you a bit more about that later. Some use it as the basis for all of their marketing and the foundation for building their brand. How you decide to use your defining statement will depend on what your business is and where and how you are marketing yourself. Think of it as the core foundation for the message you would like to get out to the world. Let's begin filling in the defining statement template. This is a simple plug-and-play formula. Step 1, short title. First, give yourself a title or creative short description of what you do. Keep it short, but be creative if it suits you. This is actually the least significant part of the defining statement, so don't overthink your answer. Simply state what you do. Keep in mind that your job title may not be the best answer to this question if it isn't relatable to your listener. Are you an expert, small biz coach, author, teacher, healer, authority, personal trainer, hypnotist, esthetician, intuitive, home redesign expert? What? Just put it down in simple terms. We'll get more detailed later. Step 2, how you do what you do. How do you do what you do? In other words, do you coach, heal, assist, support, guide, work with, beautify? Use a simple verb that clarifies how you do what you do. This may sound similar to step 1, but stay with me. Again, don't overthink this. It isn't complicated. Step 3, describe your target market. Describe your target market specifically. And no, it isn't everyone. Never was, never will be. I don't care if you're selling skincare and you think it's for everyone because everyone has skin. You're wrong. 90-year-old grandpas and 9-year-old kids are probably not your audience, even though they have skin. Your ideal target market not only describes demographics and psychographics, but it should define a segment of people you can find or locate in a group. For example, busy moms who want to incorporate health and fitness habits into their life might be found at Mommy and Me programs, but not necessarily at the gym. This will become clearer in step 4 as we describe the challenge your market is facing. Let me give you another example. Let's say you are an interior designer. Do you work with anyone that's willing to pay you? Don't you dare utter yes. Or do you work with baby boomers transitioning into a smaller home who also need to get rid of clutter before they move? See how specific that is? When you are speaking to that exact market, they can't help but think, that's me, or I know someone that fits that description. Defining your market this way also makes it easy for others to refer you. Now, I know what you're thinking, but what about clients that don't have to get rid of clutter? Won't they walk away? Of course not. Neither will those who want to move into a larger home instead of a smaller home. Why? Because you've created an image, a mental picture that people can easily visualize, and because of that, they can easily call to mind people that are similar to that portrait. But if you just say, I help people live in a beautiful home, it doesn't bring to mind a single image of one person that fits the bill. Do you see the difference? Don't forget to describe a market you want to work with. I may work with service-based small biz owners who want to market their services through speaking, but I don't work with people who aren't coachable, willing to do the work, or don't put a value on coaching. And though that might not show up in my defining statement, it is still important for me to keep in mind when I'm speaking to that audience. If you're still not sure about your ideal target market, or if you feel you can't narrow it down because you'll be limiting yourself, well, think again. Remember, when you market to everyone, you market to no one. Look at it this way. When I say, most people, blah, 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 you immediately think, well, I'm not most people. Speak to the individual in your defining statement. Step 4, gap or pain. Describe the gap or pain or challenge your target market is experiencing. Think of this as the thing that keeps your target market stuck, the but part of your description. Now, here's an odd thing. Your target market might not verbalize the thing that keeps them stuck, but they'll recognize it when they see it or hear it. In other words, those moms that want to incorporate health and fitness into their lives might just feel confused or overwhelmed by choices or suffering from information overload, and that stops them from starting. Listen now as I describe that target market. Busy moms who want to incorporate health and fitness habits into their life but don't know where to begin. Can you see how that speaks to that market? And can you see why they will be at Mommy and Me but not at the gym? So what is the stop or pain your audience is experiencing? Write it down. My market of entrepreneurs might be stopped because although they are willing to get up and speak to their audience about their services, they might not like to sell or even sound remotely like they are selling. So they do nothing. I can help them with that. This part of the defining statement is so critical. I want to be sure you spend time here before moving on to the next step. Try out a few things by stepping into your target market's shoes and see what fits. Question your current clients or use a survey to get responses to your description. Remember that you have the answer to their problem, but they are still in the gap, and it's the gap you want to describe, not the answer. If you jump to the answer before describing the gap, you will lose your audience. Step 5, outcome transformation and experience. State the outcome and the transformation they get from using your product or service. The transformation includes not only what you'll actually do or what they'll receive from your product, but it will answer the bigger yet often unspoken desire they really want to experience. For instance, my market not only walks away with a talk they enjoy, one that provides real value, but also gives them the confidence to spread their message seamlessly from opening to offer, but they'll also gain the peace of mind that comes from being ready to give their talk when the opportunity arises. I bet my target market rarely verbalizes these things, yet not feeling confident or ready are the exact things that stop them from taking opportunities to market themselves through speaking. Can you imagine turning down the opportunity to get in front of your audience? Don't let that happen to you. dig a little deeper to get to the underlying fear. When you do, your defining statement will become so powerful, clients will just flock to you. Okay, let's put it all together and craft your defining statement. Go ahead and take your answers from the questions to fill in the blanks in the template at the bottom of the page. Here's my example. I'm Allie Casey, and I'm a communication coach for small business owners. What I do is coach service-based entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers who want to market their services by speaking but don't like to sell, craft a talk they love so they can spread their message seamlessly from opening to offer with confidence. Craft your statement. Don't get fancy. Don't get creative. Just fill in the blanks. There you go. You now have your defining statement. You can use it as an elevator pitch, the footing for media releases, the underpinning for your web copy and sales pages, and the foundation for keeping you on track so you are attracting exactly the right kinds of clients. If you want more help in taking your defining statement and turning it into your personal keynote so you too can speak to your target market and make offers with confidence, then contact me at 407-313-4967 to chat about how we can work together, or simply go to www.alliecasey.com/strategy and join me for a free strategy session, and we'll look at where you are now in your business and decide what the most important next steps are that you'll need to take. I provide one-on-one coaching, group coaching programs, teleseminars, and live events. If you're just getting started in speaking for marketing, or if you want to be a gutsy communicator in your business, negotiate powerfully, and learn how to approach prospective clients with confidence, let's get started now. To your success, this is Allie Casey.